You're listening to SBS News.
The United States' first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, has died from cancer aged 84. As Secretary of State, she oversaw the administration's responses to genocides in Rwanda and Bosnia, while more recently she became an icon to a generation of young women looking for equity in the workplace. Ms. Albright also served as the US Ambassador to the United Nations in the 1990s. The person currently in that role, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, has paid her respects to her predecessor.
Secretary Albright was a mentor. She was my boss, both as Secretary of State. I worked with her in Georgetown. She was a colleague, and she was a friend over several decades. She was a trailblazer and a luminary, and she was the first woman to serve as Secretary of State. She left an indelible mark on the world and on the United Nations. Our country and our United Nations are stronger for her service.
Ms. Albright was born in Czechoslovakia and fled the Nazis as a child during World War II. She then rose to become the top diplomat to US President Bill Clinton from 1997 until 2001.
Her story, a story of fleeing Czechoslovakia as a refugee at a young age and rising in the highest levels of the US government, has echoed in my mind amid the current crisis in Ukraine. And I hope to do justice for her memory today. I'm sure that we will have an opportunity to remember Secretary Albright and honor her many contributions in the days ahead. But today I grieve her as my friend and extend my condolences to her family.
The United Nations Security Council observed a moment of silence for Ms. Albright after the United Arab Emirates ambassador to the United Nations, Lana Zaki Nusseibeh, paid a tribute of her own.
In my national capacity as the first female ambassador of my country at the United Nations, I know that many women ambassadors since then owe Secretary Albright an enormous debt of gratitude. Her informal group of women ambassadors, which she dubbed the G7, was an important step for a more inclusive United Nations. Perhaps one day we will see here a G97, where half of the ambassadors are indeed women. And on behalf of the Council, I'd like us all present to stand and observe a minute of silence in memory of Madeleine K. Albright.
US State Department spokesman Ned Price says Ms. Albright was a teacher and a mentor, and that her presence was felt in the White House every day.
The impact that Secretary Albright, Professor Albright, Dr. Albright, she's known as many titles around here and in Washington and around the world, the impact that she has had on this building is felt every single day in just about every single corridor. A number of our most senior officials, from Secretary Blinken to Deputy Secretary Sherman to our Chief of Staff, Susie George, were lucky enough to call her a boss, but I think the better word is probably mentor.
Bill and Hillary Clinton also called Ms. Albright an extraordinary human being. Ms. Albright is survived by her three daughters, Anne, Alice and Catherine, and six grandchildren. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.